Good evening to all my listeners out there from all countries, all states. I know you're happy to hear that I'm back on this podcast. My name is Stephen Everson. I am in the Sports Administration Program here at St. Thomas University. I'm currently taking special topics in Sports Administration with Dr. Eplin. While taking classes here at St. Thomas University, I also am the defensive back coach here, and I also work with a lot of special teams such as the kickoff returners and punt returners. So today you're listening to Sports Take 101 with Stephen Everson. Today we will basically discuss the issues in our sports society. As we know, with this coronavirus going on, there's been a lot of issues in the sports world and the education. So I will talk about how the coronavirus has affected the sports world and the education. For the athlete's expert or your regular student trying to get into school. So right now, while we're accepting all questions from callers and waiting, I would basically just tell you what the coronavirus is. For those who are listening from home, the coronavirus is a COVID disease. It's a respiratory disease that transmits from person to person. The symptoms are like flu, and it sometimes can take days or even weeks to know if you even have the disease or not. So while waiting, we have our first question. All right, listeners, our first question is here on Sports Take 101 from Ashley of Alabama. Hey, Ashley, thank you for giving me this question. Ashley has a good question and would love to enlighten you on some of the athletes and coaches that haven't been affected. So, Ashley, some of the coaches are big names that you probably heard of that has been affected are names like the head coach for the Saints, which is Sean Payton. He was affected. The first basketball player that was noted that was affected was Rudy Gobert. He also plays for the Utah Jazz. Also, one of his teammates' name was Donovan Mitchell. He was also affected. New York Knicks owners, which is James Dolan, was also affected with the coronavirus. And also, the big-time superstar Kevin Durant himself was affected, and three others from the Brooklyn Nets. The caution that each player had to take and coaches, they basically had to, like everybody else, had to be quarantined, and everybody affiliated with the association or been around the athletics or the coaches basically had to be tested to make sure they come up negative and won't affect anybody else. Since, like I stated earlier in the podcast, since Rudy Gobert was the first one diagnosed, he is the first person to donate $500,000 to the studies of the coronavirus. So that's a cool little thing right there. Most people say since he is the one that got the NBA shut down, it's only right that he donates to the coronavirus. So that's something right there. As you know, like I tell everybody that I'm not on podcast with, just basically just stay healthy and be aware of the social distance and remember to wash your hands. And if you do have symptoms, don't be afraid to go get tested right away. Question number two comes from Jordan, located in Miami, Florida. Hot Florida, we see. So what Jordan's question was is, where is my input or thought about the draft for the remaining of sports, such as women NBA and the NFL draft with the coronavirus going on? That's a real good question, Jordan. I know with me being a former athlete and also now a coach, I know the Women NBA 2020 draft will now be scheduled to April 17th and will only be shown on television remotely. Far as the NFL draft, it is scheduled for April 23rd through the 25th, which is in Las Vegas, Nevada. Though the coronavirus has canceled all the activities for the draft, it is going to lose a lot of money that way just because most athletes want to go out in Las Vegas knowing good where they're about to get picked up by a good draft team. Like I said, me being a former athlete, I know as a kid I always wanted to get drafted by NBA or NFL team. So it's always the experience that everybody wants to live and experience. So I do feel them on that aspect of the game that they want to hear the name and they get to walk across the stage and get their picture. That's something that not everybody gets the chance to do. So that's basically kind of how I feel is a big issue with them doing virtually online and not there. Because like I said, not everybody can walk across the stage, hear their name called and say again and select in the first round pick one to the Browns or somebody like that. I'm not a Browns fan, so that's why I said the Browns are horrible every year. So they most likely to get number one pick. So hearing your name getting across the stage and you're getting millions of dollars is one of the best feelings that you can ever hear. So basically, like I said, I don't disagree with them doing this reason virtually. Only reason I say it is because with this being a big issue in our safety, it's most important that this will only help their economy get better. Because think about it, if they do decide to host the NFL draft, how many people would be there? And how would you basically know who's in there, got the coronavirus, and stuff like that? So I say that is a good question, and I'll thank you for answering. I hope I can answer that question rightly. So next, on the bright side, like I said, on the bright side, they are making millions of money, regardless if they're there or not. The next question comes with question number 3 from Thomas, located in Little Australia. What major issues are athletes having that haven't took the SAT or ACT, and what does the NCAA plans to do about it? Like I said, I am a current coach. So this is a good topic that haven't many people haven't discussed or talked about. I would say it would play huge effects on getting looked at by colleges or even regular students trying to get admitted into school. The main issue is, I know when I was an athlete in high school, this always was the time to take your test was in the spring. Just because some people are out, like say you're in football, it's hard for you to take the test in the winter time as it is, or in the fall time as it is in the springtime. So I know a lot of athletes that are juniors, seniors, are trying to take that test so they can get that call and get that offer from colleges. So as I was reading earlier, and before I came on this podcast, a coach named by head coach Reichel from St. Thomas University, located in Miami, Florida, came out and said, this time of recruitment is harder and has caused a lot of confusion because of the coronavirus. He later said in an interview that recruitment process has caused some of the recruits to not be able to get the required score to be eligible and meet NAIA requirements. So what I basically got from that is what he's saying is, I know some people has an 840. Say you have an 840 on the SAT and you need an 870 with all the testing being canceled. Like, what are the NCAA are going to do about that? So that was like the main issue that we're having in the society, or young athletes are having at this problem right now. Because they're not able to take the test scores because all stuff has been moved to online. So the probably best outcome I would think that NCAA or NAIA would do is they would basically give the athletes waivers, just because they know that they're not able to take the test because of the coronavirus, and we don't know how long that would affect the economy. So I feel that NAIA and NCAA only right to the solution is to basically get them a waiver, allow them to play that sports, or make them take a certain amount of tests to get that qualification to meet, to be eligible for the sports in the spring or in the winter or the fall. So I said, that is a very good question. I know that it's going to cause a lot of issues in the society, because I know a lot of people do wait till the last minute to take their tests. So waiting to the last minute has and will affect a lot of young athletes trying to get into school. And it's not only affect the athletes, but it also would affect people that are non-athletic people, because now they know they actually need the GPA, the test scores, and stuff like that to get admitted into this college. So I feel like that really is going to play a big issue. And hopefully the NAIA and the NCAA comes out with a waiver or grant people that haven't taken the score a different or better outcome, or hopefully later on get them a test to take. But I think it will mostly infect the people that are still in high school for as juniors, because now they gotta wait till their senior year where they have less chances to take it, and hope they do well in the first two times. So with time running out, ladies and gentlemen, I have time for one more question. Question comes from Amanda from Houston, Texas. Her question is, her brother that plays for the Georgia Bulldog baseball program was a senior, and now they cancel all the remaining sports for the spring. Hey, Amanda, that is a great question. I'm sure a lot of athletes and parents are wondering. Anybody that was playing the spring sports for 2020 has been granted an extra year eligibility due to the virus issued by NCAA. I know, so basically that is a kind of a good thing for some people that sports, but some people also can affect their draft pick or their draft prospect, I should say. I know a lot of baseball players that are getting ready to try to go into the draft are now going to be hurt more because of it. I also know, for such as, I should say, better example would be basketball players. They're probably getting the best outcome out of this is because even though they declare for the draft, they're still eligible to come back and get another year. So that's a good thing about that for basketball players. But that concludes our Sports Take 101 with Steven Everson. I hope y'all enjoy, and I hope I can answer any more questions in the future podcasts. Hope you enjoy your day.